Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, June 19th. Juneteenth. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The labor community and our allies are organizing a peaceful direct action and march supporting Black Lives Matter starting today at 5 on Black Lives Matter Plaza in front of the AFL-CIO. The effort is being coordinated by a group of unions that includes the Painters, Ironworkers District Council of the Mid-Atlantic States, the Union Veterans Council, and affiliates of the Metro Washington Council.
Black Lives Matter!
The labor movement is awoke right now, and you are going to see things from us. But you know what I'm seeing right now? I haven't seen it for a long time. I see American patriots willing to put their lives on the line for their country, to say enough's enough, that I'm going to be in the streets. I'm going to risk it. And I call on every American to get into the streets in a safe manner, to lead from the front, lead by example. The world is looking at us. So I'm calling on everybody to do this. I think a lot of people are, and I think you're going to see it, and you're going to see this turn into a peaceful movement. We're going to turn this into a movement that lasts, and it's because it's going to be too big for any institution to stop. This is our opportunity. This is our lunch counter, as we said earlier. So, you know, we have to make our voice heard. And there's no greater love than to risk oneself for another.
That's the Labor March for Black Lives Matter today at 5 on Black Lives Matter Plaza in front of the AFL-CIO. Details on our website, dclabor.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1937, the Women's Day Massacre took place in Youngstown, Ohio, when police used tear gas on women and children, including at least one infant in his mother's arms, during a strike at Republic Steel. One union organizer later recalled, "When I got there, I thought the Great War had started over again. Gas was flying all over the place and shots flying and flares going up, and it was the first time I had ever seen anything like it in my life." Today's labor quote is from the organizers of today's Labor March for Black Lives Matter, who say, "As members of the labor movement, we fully understand the power of one's voice and solidarity. Here is your opportunity to add your voice to the call for racial justice. We must make this moment a movement." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You know, now is not the time to put off needed medication. Save on your prescriptions with the free-to-download, no-obligation Union Plus prescription discount card. Learn more and explore other discounts at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.